This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3.
Hey, it's Sarah and Vinny. Thanks for listening to our podcast.
Remember, you can see us live every day and watch video replays at RadioAlice.com/watch.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Good morning, party people.
You're looking at me when you say that.
Yeah. Why? Did you have a party yesterday? Did you finally put out yesterday or what?
Oh, I thought you said pretty people, not party people.
Oh. Oh, I'm pretty. Well, you are pretty.
Thank you.
Good morning, pretty and party people. All the people with the peas.
Ah, the peepaws.
I never got the
word. The peepaws.
Did you put out or what?
No. Oh. Nope. I'm still a virgin.
For this week. This month.
Ooh, is that a new hat?
Oh,
yes,
yeah, that's a nice
it
hat.
Is.
Oh, it's all fresh.
Bright.
I bought it at the airport 2 weeks ago.
Oh.
You know, I had 1 minute before my flight needed me to board, so I went and killed it at the
bill looks okay. Long.
It does. It's very bright.
Yeah.
It looks brand new.
Yeah.
It hasn't been on the floorboard of my car for
collecting
a couple months.
Dirt.
Getting stepped on by every person that gets in.
He's
got
to go to a game?
The city cap on.
No, I won't be going to any games anytime soon.
Blue and bright yellow.
I have a guy that owns a suite. He wants to take you.
Oh.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
He's
both y'all.
I'd love to go.
Yeah.
I just, you know.
Like the one of the best suites there.
At the new Chase Center?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'd love to go. I love going to games.
All right. Well,
you know, we've been caught up in stuff.
Baby
so
Central.
We've been busy, yeah.
Babies. Power
hey, so
outages.
For those of you out there who are waking up just now, our power was off. I started to think, this isn't even happening. We got the noon. 5.
Oh, they kept moving
8,
us back.
Right.
What time did it finally go off?
I was in bed.
Oh.
When I went to bed, the Dodgers were winning and we had power.
Ooh.
guess what? For the Bay Area, if you like the Dodgers pain, they got it last night.
Good night for you.
Okay.
Man, the Nationals who
were a wild card in, right?
They're going to get murdered next round, but they beat the Dodgers. Guy got a grand slam in the 10th inning and over.
grand slam. How exciting.
But I was asleep for that. I did wake up in the middle of the night though to my kid crying, who woke up and didn't have all her night lights on.
Isla?
Yeah.
Oh,
she's got a little light that plugs into the outlet
socket
and shoots
like stars and shapes.
Outer space up to the ceiling.
Oh, good. Getting her into space early. I like that.
And that wasn't on.
You do.
And then she realized nothing around her was on.
Yeah.
And
Did you guys explain to her that this is upcoming?
Yeah.
How do you tell a child? What'd you say?
Just that the power's possibly going to go out.
Uh-huh.
We're trying to make sure that we've got everything we need, and we did. I went
did
around.
Did she ask
why? No. I mean, and I, you know what, quite frankly, I'd love to be able to tell you, honey, but guess what?
Pop doesn't know.
I'm just like the general public. What I've done is I've paid my PG&E bill every month and expected that for over 30-something years of paying that bill every month,
they pay you back.
That I would get to keep power on at my house.
Right. But that
so
would
that's
be part of the deal.
And people will write in, even with me saying that, and they will go, you don't know. No, I don't know. I know what I was charged, and I know I paid it. That's what I know.
Right.
The end. And I know last night we sat there going, huh, are we going to be able to make dinner or not? Huh. Oh, my God. I'm going to need some cold coffee because I won't be able to make coffee in the morning.
Yeah.
Like we ran out and got a couple things.
Wow.
So,
do you just drink it cold then?
Yeah, I got the cold brew.
Cold brew.
coffees and had one at home. And
yeah,
man, it's like, I know it's 3 a.m, so part of it is just the usual grogginess, but every room I walked into, click, oh, right, no power. Click, oh, right, no power. Like, what the hell is wrong with you, dude?
Creature of habit. Creature of habit. It's okay.
You're holding a flashlight in your right hand, and with your left, you click the light on.
Well,
like,
maybe it's on in this room. I don't know. Maybe it's like a partial outage.
Right now?
So
right now?
Stupid.
Right now?
Anyway. It is. It's just disruptive. I mean, it's really, you know, and look, we've taken it for granted for a century and a half or however long they've.
Well, you know what? We used to have, I don't even remember the cause of the brownouts.
Yeah. That was just demand on the grid.
Like hot days, right? Mm-hmm. But we had
rolling brownouts.
Heavy rolling
brownouts. Like through
Arizona. Sure, all through
well,
this
through
whole,
here.
Yeah, whole area.
So we haven't always had uninterrupted power. But yeah, this is pretty unique.
Yeah.
Pretty weird.
What's estimation for your time?
No estimation.
No.
Like yesterday, I'm telling you, we
get
sat there.
You get your text alert or anything?
That we are.
The report I heard this morning was that, you know, once the weather advisory and the winds died down, it's not just a simple flip of the switch. They were saying they're going to inspect every inch of 25,000 miles.
That's what's taking so long.
And that's what will take, right. So you will probably not have power through the weekend.
Right.
And possibly into next week is what they're saying.
Right.
So I don't know how I'm not. Power, like most of my town is power out. Sausalito's power
out. You have
out.
Power?
I have power. I couldn't believe it when I woke
you
up this morning.
You have power,
Uzi has
too?
Power,
I have power
too.
There's parts of San Mateo that are out. There's parts of Redwood City that are out, but Redwood Shores?
I know.
Well,
I'm not
we're all coming
to.
Over to your houses.
Come on
over.
It.
You can come over and take a shower or whatever you need to do. Mm-hmm. My sister-in-law, who was just advised that this might happen on Tuesday night. What? Now, why would they do that? So she's like, God. I got to go to Safeway and get some candles. And I'm like, I got candles. I'm going to go get you some candles right now. Like, I don't know.
So you're going to burn the condo down.
Yeah, I know. Okay, burn.
Hey, Deb.
Burn the condo down. I get these little glass votive holders. Yeah. I'm like, here you go. Here's some votives. You just put them in. You don't have to hold the open flame.
Yeah.
Leave it in the glass cup.
And she said,
They're grown ups. I mean, they're not going
to. Well, they're fine because you have power anyway, so it's all
sure,
good.
Sure, right. I don't think they believe it's happening. I want to say, I heard yesterday that the east side of Petaluma is power out, but the west side is still on, or it was yesterday anyway. My brother works up in Petaluma, so so even at work, he's not affected. Yeah, Berkeley's shut down. All the classes are canceled. Yeah. So my kid's hanging out at the house going, do you think it's going to stay on? You think the power's... How am I going to charge all my zillion devices? When power goes out, I'll have to drive around.
That was... All that stuff was a trip because as we kept getting the power out pushed back, I got devices in. I'm just
charge
trying to
everything.
Keep everything up. I've had time at least... With the warnings to make sure everything had batteries.
Mm-hmm.
Found the lighters that are, you know, around in the house to make sure we got I pulled every candle thing, decorative thing.
I know, it's funny.
She walks in after she went to the store and she's like, what happened here? And I'm like, look, these decorations are actually useful.
Yeah.
And they're all here because you may need to light them.
Right. Mm-hmm. But burn our candles? We're doing that.
Right. That's a shit.
Those are
like,
the guest candles. Don't. We can't use those.
Those are the special guest candles.
These are the last thing you light.
Oh, man.
All right, fine.
You know, I stayed
whatever
at a friend's
say.
Condo one time, and they were like, I was up in the living room and everyone was getting dressed or whatever the hell they were doing. I was alone. I'm like, oh my God, look at this array of candles. This is beautiful. I freaking lit them all. I'm like all excited. And the girl literally freaked out when she comes back like, you lit the candles? I'm like, yeah, they were, I mean, doesn't it look
there?
Pretty?
Yeah.
She's like, oh my God, those are for display. I'm like, well, so as a thank you gift for having us at their condo, I sent them more candles. She's like, they're special candles from a special place. I'm like, all right, give me the web address and I'll.
You did?
Yeah, I replaced the candles. I'm like, I don't need, no trouble.
Yeah. But they're there for a purpose.
Yeah,
yes,
I mean,
yes, they're beautiful, but at the same time,
right? You never know what's going to go
out. Everybody's
got
their thing.
Everyone's
though,
got
man.
Their thing. That's a display. I'm like, well, there's a dusty display. I'm burning the dust off the top of them. God, At least make it look like you use your
candles. Why have them?
I totally agree.
They smell nice.
No, they smell better when you're burning them.
Yeah.
Sheesh. Mm.
I think they were pumpkin spice candles.
Who was that lady?
Pam.
Oh. What? Pam?
The Jet Girl?
Yeah, those were expensive candles I had to replace.
The PJ Girl?
Yeah, the PJ Girl.
Pam.
Yeah, they were bummed.
Have you heard anything from her in the last 5 years?
I see her on Instagram, you know.
But have you heard anything from her?
Oh, no, they're divorced.
Oh, they are?
Oh,
yeah.
Did she get half?
I don't know, probably. She's running around with, like, horses and jets. I don't know. Seems like a...
Yeah, she got... Because they came up together.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they both
When I knew them, they were normal.
Right. But they were working for... Was it Salesforce? Right?
He worked for Salesforce, and she worked for... the place where John, that's how we knew him. She was a friend of John's through work.
Oh.
And we both were into horses. We used to go and take lessons together. And then all of a sudden she was buying horses. I was like, what happened? Oh, Salesforce went public. I'm like, oh, I guess they flew
and
to New York.
Private jets.
Right.
Yeah.
They flew to New York commercial, you know, to go to ring the bell. And they flew home in their first private jet.
Oh,
my God.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The American dream.
Yeah. Well, it, you know what, though? It changed them. Like,
well, sure,
you know,
it does.
It was tough.
Money does that.
It does. I mean, it does.
Well, they always say you need to, when you get money, you have new friends.
Like, you got
to
get rich friends.
You have to leave the old friends
right.
behind, because the old friends are going to expect you to pay for every single bill and every little thing.
I did,
they're
too.
They're not going to be able to.
Stop doing that.
Well, they're not going to be able to afford your lifestyle.
Let me ask you this. Did they have kids?
They have two kids.
Oh.
Yeah. Great kids. The kids
I'm sure they're fine. Yeah. That's a trip.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's usually the unifying...
Right. Yeah, you know, think. Just everybody went crazy in that family, so that's too bad. I mean, she was one of my best friends.
Yeah.
And just, aww. I know. Well, and look, maybe I changed. Maybe I changed. Maybe she didn't change. I don't know. I'm not going to, you know, I can't blame it all on her.
You need to make more money.
Yeah, I didn't make enough money for her. Like, I changed from a regular person to a poor person in her eyes. So she's like, well, you can come with us, but it's going to cost you $92,000. Yep. Okay, well, we'll be staying at the Motel 6 down the street then. So, okay.
Tom has the lights on for me,
Speaking of lights, that's how we got on that. She wouldn't let me burn the candles. They were expensive candles, too. I went to replace them. I'm like, oh, my God.
All the money she has, though, you'd think she'd just throw those things out the window after one lighting.
You'd think, but nope, those were special candles.
Okay, weird.
Special place. She got them.
God bless them.
Town
what
something.
An egg breaker.
I know.
Jeez.
I'm like, I just lit them. I mean, what? They're candles. I thought, wouldn't that be pretty if we lit these candles? Sorry about it. They're right there on the table.
Let me ask you a question.
Okay.
If your brother John walked in, right?
Uh-huh.
You know, the door was open and then he pulled down...
Door doesn't have to be open. He just walks in.
Right, whatever.
Okay. Yeah.
And he pulls a bowl down from your bowl collection and fills it with Cocoa Puffs.
Uh-huh.
And then fills it with milk. And you walk in and he's eating from one of your collectible bowls.
All my collectible bowls are usable bowls. Yeah, I would be like, what are you doing that for? I have regular, you know, cereal bowls, but it wouldn't, there's
He's
nothing.
Like, okay. I want a Jethro Bodine bowl.
Yeah.
Right.
So. I have those, so there, please take
so
your pick.
So it's not the end of the world.
I don't have anything precious. I really don't.
Right.
Nothing. I have some stuff from my grandmother that I'm sure some of that is more precious than I treat it. It's very dusty, you know.
Did you ever get that ring back that you were supposed to have fitted?
It's at the sizer right now. I'm getting it.
What's that? You told us I'm leaving to get that picked up today.
On Friday.
Week.
No. Last week I dropped it off.
It should take like hours.
I think he was going to do it. I think we might get it today. What's today? Thursday?
Yeah.
Today might be the day.
I don't like that process. I mean, I'm glad for you that you're getting it done and it'll fit. But I went to, when we had to look at rings, and when I was talking to the lady, I go, what are you going to do to this to size it?
Yeah, they told me.
Oh, it's magic, honey. Don't worry about it. And I'm like, no, I'm really asking you, like, what exactly do you
What's
do to this ring in order, because I'm going to pay money for this ring. I want to, you don't worry yourself about it. It's, and I was
they wouldn't tell you? Yeah, she laid the whole process out.
That's
Bye.
Weird.
Yeah, it was so weird, like so condescending. Yeah. Like, oh, you and your worries. It's fine. We do it all the time. It'll look just exactly the same. And I was like,
it'll take us 2 seconds and we'll charge you $500.
Well, I actually.
Oh my God, it's going to be $500?
No. It'll be probably less than $200.
This lady was good, though. She did tell us how they just take a little piece out and then it gets bonded back together and then they do some polishing thing. She's like, you won't be able to see it. And they even had, she goes, oh, this ring is set up perfectly for a sizing. It's not going to be a problem. And then she proceeded to sell me a bunch of other stuff. I was like, no, I didn't
sell you.
No, she just, she's like, oh, she goes, look at this. And she starts putting these like little side pieces on all my other rings and stuff. She's like, and I'm like, oh my God, that looks amazing. Like all these beautiful. Yeah. She's like, oh no, I'm not trying to sell you anything. I'm like, uh-huh.
Just showing you.
So me and John are standing there and I looked at him. I'm like, well, my birthday's in November and Christmas is in December. I'm like, these are wonderful
cha-ching,
ideas.
Cha-ching.
And Judy, she's Judy's,
Judy.
She's great though. She's like, she, you know, I'm sure she says it to everyone, but she liked the ring that I brought in, and because I love it, it's so pretty.
Yeah,
and I can't wait to. So I guess maybe tomorrow I'll be wearing it.
Oh,
I know.
So did you add up on some extra diamonds on the sides?
Oh no. It has little. It's Have you not seen it?
I think I did. The ruby.
It's a ruby, and then on the sides, it's got these little vines, and there's all emerald studs in there.
Oh, maybe
so
I didn't see it.
Yeah, it doesn't have room for other stuff. Uh-huh. It's sort of its own thing. But then she put it with these like little side bands, and like, you know, oh my God, it looked amazing.
I don't see you as that kind of guy, but all
Me
right.
Neither, really. But I figure, you know, on like a fancy night, I'll be able to put all the little side pieces on there and.
Side piece.
You know, you always do.
I have a couple of those on my finger.
surprise when it comes to a night out, doesn't she? Like, you don't expect it.
You don't.
You expect the parka, and I'm used to the pants you hemmed yourself. With scissors.
Hey, man, look.
Cheap. She's just fantastic.
And then she shows up, and you go, whoa.
And then she puts lipstick on, a little rouge, and you're good to go. Like, I love you every single day, but when you dress up, yeah, I'm like, dang.
That girl can put it together.
Yeah.
It's getting harder and harder, though. I'll tell you that. You know, months go by between full faces of makeup. But when I...
Good for you.
I don't know. You know, you try to put it together and you, like, do your hair kind of nice and put, like, a full face of makeup on and put it... I'm like, oh, my God, you effing pretender. Look at you. That's ridiculous.
Thought she was pretending.
What song is that?
Steve Winwood?
Keep going.
I don't know
like
that.
Like she knew the plan. She was pretending. I don't remember.
I don't know that song at all.
No.
Alex, you have like 10 seconds.
Yeah, Alex, let's see if you can. Oh, we're already late.
Like late for what?
Yeah, we got nothing to do.
Yeah, where are we going?
We're not going anywhere.
KLLC, HD1, San Francisco.
Find that song.
It's a, no, he can still find it, but I'm just doing, I think I'm supposed to do that by 6 after. I think I have 6 minutes before, 6 minutes after the top of the hour to get the legal in.
Yikes.
Just a minute, trying to make us
two
legal.
Two before, two
Got
after.
It?
Who? What was the
Steve?
Artist name?
Oh dear God!
All right,
Alex.
I really am going to play a song right now. We'll be back in a second with that song.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.